I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the U.S. Navy apologizes to Tlingit people of Angoon, Alaska, and California Native Americans advocate for three national monuments in their state at a United Nations conference. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. On October 26, 1882, the U.S. Navy bombarded the Tlingit village of Angoon, Alaska, destroying clan houses, food caches, 40 canoes, and leaving the community for dead. But the community did not die, and for decades, they've been asking for an apology from the federal government. This past weekend, close to a century and a half later, they finally got one. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry was there and has this story. A group of Californians are in Colombia this week for the 16th United Nations Conference on Biological Diversity. Tribes, policymakers, and conservation groups are advocating for national monument status for three sites in the Golden State. Lena Ortega with the Fort Yuma Quitzon Tribe wants federal protection for the proposed Quitzon National Monument in Imperial County. Brandy McDaniels with the Pitt River Nation says time is running out for the administration to declare the Satitla National Monument in northeastern California. Tribes are also calling for a new Chuckwalla National Monument in Southern California near Joshua Tree National Park. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.